Ronan McNeillis, championship game number one has ended in a result. Are you happy with how that game went today? On the scoreboard, it was comfortable enough in the end, but on the pitch, I'm sure it wasn't that comfortable.
Yeah, the first half especially, McCool's really put it up to us there in the first half. We felt maybe we should have went in with further ahead. We left two goals behind us. But in fairness, the lads in the second half really came out and really just brought the intensity and the performance levels that we asked of them before the game.
Yeah, and obviously when you start championship, and listen, there's a long road in this championship, game number one at times can be a wee bit worrying. I suppose when Oisin Gallan started to find a bit of form, particularly in that second quarter, was it worrying for you, was it?
It was, just on Oisin, he's just an unbelievable footballer. Like, I know the conditions down here in Marigallen are hard at the best of times, and today they were extra hard, and he was just kicking points for fun as if he grew up here and played football here all his life, so he's unbelievable. But yeah, it did get a wee bit... you're kind of worried any time the ball goes in near him that maybe he's going to beat two or three men and stick it in the net. But in fairness, their defenders stuck tight to him and didn't let him pass. He might have got a shot off, whatever, but they weren't letting him in on the goal. So that was the main one. Obviously, when we were preparing for McCool's, he was our main talking point for the last couple of weeks, and we did our best. He still scored nearly all their scores, but the big thing is he didn't score any goals, I suppose.
Yeah. Speaking of goals, Oren took his goal very, very well. I suppose when that went in, you sort of knew then, right, he's had a real grip of this game.
That was the big one, yeah. Up until that, it was 3 or 4 points in it at all times, and we weren't just getting away from them, and I think that brought it out to 7 then. So that was the big... The goals are always big, but when in a game like that where there is points going up and down the pitch, a goal will really either make you comfortable or bring you back into it, and we just got that goal at a nice time. It meant that we could see out the last 10 or 15 minutes comfortably.
Yep. Micheál Carroll's back playing championship football. He came on in the second half. No signs of rust in us. He played well today, so he did.
Yeah, like we only had Micheál for one league game, St. Michael's, the very first game, and we haven't seen him at a match since because he's away working abroad. But he's been at home now since the league finished, funnily enough, and he's been training all the time, and we had a couple of challenge games and he's playing. And Micheál's an unbelievable talent. Like, he's just naturally fit, good on the ball, makes good decisions, can go past people. So it's an unreal... plus for us to have him back, like an ex-county player as well. We're missing two of our most recent county players for the year. Dara and Oran McFadden Ferry are gone. So it's great to have Micheál back because he is probably county standard.
Yeah. And with them two guys gone, can this group still make a good charge at trying to get the Dr. Maguire this year?
I think the Dr. Maguire is a long way away from us at the minute now, and you wouldn't know if he had a bit of momentum, but like me and Francie came in at the start of the year, and there's a lot of new boys blooded during the league, and some of them are out there today making their debuts and stuff. And look, I think Eudora probably just at a point of kind of changing things up a wee bit. There's a few boys gone, and like if you look back to the Ulster team, that's only 5 years ago, and I think there's only maybe 5 or 6 of that team actually still playing on that team there today. So it's a lot of change going on, but you never know with some momentum over the course of the next 8 weeks. But to be honest, we'll be happy to get out of the group and just see what happens then.
Yeah. Finally, you're going to Ballyshannon next week, isn't it, to go on Éireann. They beat Four Masters in a real tight affair today, 7-3 it ended. Expecting a tight game up there next week?
We know all about Éireann. We were going well in the league and we'd won our first 4 or 5 matches, and we met them up there and they hammered us out the gate. It was a real wake up for us now as a team, like where we were at, we were well off it. So, and we've seen them in their league, they finished third, you know, so they're obviously a very good side and they're very well organised and hard to break down, and they go at you at pace. So we're expecting a massive test up there, 6-day turnaround too, so it won't be easy. But anyway, I suppose they're the games that if you can win, it can really make or break your season.